Welcome to the Northwest Arkansas Business Journal Report. I'm Paul Gatling. Happy Thursday to everyone. The weekend is rapidly approaching, and if you've got a mini getaway plan to, say, the Branson area, and you find yourself craving the finger-licking fillets from the Catfish Hole in Fayetteville, well, you'd be in luck. The famed restaurant with locations in Alma and Fayetteville is now open on Table Rock Lake in Kimberling City, Missouri. I will have details on that, plus a conversation with Ross Duvall. He spent 20 years as a researcher at the economic think tank Milken Institute in California, but since October has been doing similar work for the Walton Family Foundation in Bentonville. I'll also have a roundup of a few headlines you can find in the current issue of the Business Journal. That's all straight ahead on this edition of the Northwest Arkansas Business Journal Report. The Catfish Hole, one of Northwest Arkansas's iconic restaurants, has taken its brand to a new market. The family-owned business opened a third location June 1st in Kimberling City, Missouri, on Table Rock Lake. Catfish Hole is owned by Janie Gazzola, who's the widow of the late Pat Gazzola, who died this past August in Fayetteville. The Gazzolas bought the original Catfish Hole on Highway 71 just north of Alma in 1993. The following year, they built a second location on Weddington Road west of Interstate 49 in Fayetteville, less than 5 miles from the University of Arkansas campus. Britton White, the Gazzola's son, said the Missouri restaurant is a partnership between him and his mother. White says he is excited about Catfish Hole's future as a family-owned business, and that still includes a possible location in Bentonville. The Gazzolas bought some land in December 2010 in the Rainbow Curve area just off Walton Boulevard, and the family still owns that property. And as a Bentonville resident to the Catfish Hole, I say we are ready and waiting. When we come back, a conversation with Ross Duvall with the Walton Family Foundation. Don't go away.
Support for the Northwest Arkansas Business Journal Report is provided by the Arkansas State Chamber of Commerce and Associated Industries of Arkansas. The Chamber's mission is to promote a pro-business, free enterprise agenda and prevent legislation, regulation, and rules that hinder business. More at ArkansasStateChamber.com. First Security is proud to be only in Arkansas, and it shows in your banking experience. They offer smart solutions for personal and business banking, plus convenient services and community investment. That's because First Security is 100% focused on serving customers all across the state and nowhere else. It's local banking with local commitment. First Security. Bank better. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. And OneCom. OneCom provides communications options to help your business adapt to today's demands with tomorrow's technology, with opportunities in virtualization, redundancy, or maximizing your efficiency. Learn more at OneCom.com. That's one-COMM.com.
This past October, the Walton Family Foundation, the Bentonville-based philanthropic organization started by Walmart founders Sam and Helen Walton, enlisted the expertise of a think tank superstar to join its Walton Fellows program. Ross Duvall, the former chief research officer at the Milken Institute, has been conducting research to support the foundation's efforts, studying national economic trends that have transformative impact in the heartland of the nation. During a recent conversation, I asked him about the path that led him from California to Bentonville, what and where exactly is the American heartland, and why the research is important.
There were some discussions with members of the Walton family about an opportunity to focus on the heartland. And I thought it was very intriguing. I was born and raised in Ohio. I worked in Omaha, Nebraska early in my career for the Union Pacific Railroad. And my wife's family was originally from Arkansas, from North Little Rock. So my wife was comfortable with the notion. And I just thought, what an amazing opportunity to be thinking about what we could do to improve economic performance in the heartland, the center of the country. And we're really glad to be here.
Right. Well, that was half the battle, was convincing your wife to move from California to Arkansas. She was familiar.
She was familiar, so it was a good thing that my wife's family was from Arkansas. Otherwise, I may not be here
today.
That's
right. All right. So with the Walton Family Foundation, your research has produced three publications, I believe, all focusing on economic indicators that are impacting the heartland. And I want to start, you know, right there, which I assume includes Arkansas, but with the word heartland, how are you defining that? What makes up the heartland, and what is shaping that area of the country?
Well, there's different opinions on what makes up the heartland. Some think it's just the Midwest. In recent years, it's been meant to mean more of the center of the country. I would call it kind of the census regions. There are four that have central in their name, and so it's 19 or 20 states in the center of the country. The one controversy is Texas part of the heartland or not. And I think that if you put new in front of it, then Texas is, as George Strait sings the song Heartland, and he's from Texas.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Right? So it's hard to leave Texas out of it. But essentially to focus on the center of the country and what can we do to improve economic performance here? I mean, there are a number of places doing well. Northwest Arkansas has done very well. But what can we do to increase the value-added activity in this part of the country?
Right. And so put it all together in all of your research thus far, what is your research telling you? And why is it important? Why is it important to Arkansas and the heartland as a whole?
Well, it's important to the heartland because when you look at per capita incomes, they have narrowed relative to other parts of the country, but there still is this gap in per capita incomes. Not as wide here in Northwest Arkansas, but in many what we would call micropolitan, kind of small town places and rural areas.
Right. 10,000 to 50,000.
10,000 right. to 50,000 basically for micropolitan. Mm-hmm. And what I wanted to do initially was look at some success stories within the heartland in micropolitan areas. And we identified five in particular that did very well and try and identify what were commonalities. And clearly what you see are places that understand that entrepreneurship is important. Creating new companies that can lead to mid-sized companies where job creation really occurs mm-hmm. is absolutely essential. And those communities that understand that have done best overall.
Right. Does Northwest Arkansas understand that? We always pride ourselves, this corner of the state, as being an entrepreneurial hub or hot spot, if you will. The University of Arkansas certainly plays into that. Does Northwest Arkansas have some of those same characteristics?
Well, it certainly had some great entrepreneurs. You have three companies today who are quite substantial,
right.
Fortune 500 companies, as a result of that. I think where the opportunity lies today, and I've been working with the University of Arkansas in some of these areas, and not only from discussing the importance of them, but also trying to be engaged, the do part of being think and do.
Right. Right.
And I think there are lots more opportunities. If you talk to the business community here, they would like to see greater interaction with the University of Arkansas in terms of sponsoring research that might be directly applicable to them. Also seeing more companies that are spun out of the university, research that's licensed locally that can result in new startup companies. Right. So it's kind of the technology-based, or some might call it, the knowledge-based economy, right. where Northwest Arkansas still has more opportunities, tremendous growth, whether you look at jobs, income, population, however you want to view it. But there clearly are opportunities to broaden that economic performance.
Right. There is much more of that interview with Ross Duvall of the Walton Family Foundation on our sister website at talkbusiness.net. And finally today, we hope you've had an opportunity to read the latest issue of the Northwest Arkansas Business Journal, which hit mailboxes and newsstands just a few days ago. On the cover, mid-year polling results reveal how Northwest Arkansas residents feel about bike trails, highways, taxes, and what's the most important criteria for choosing where to live in the region. We've also got reporting on the growth of Bentonville-based food company My Brother's Salsa, Springdale expansion plans for First Western Bank and U.S. Pizza Company, and details of a partnership between the University of Arkansas Athletics Department and a new official merchandiser. All that and more is in the current issue, and you can find the digital version online and for free at nwabusinessjournal.com. And that's all the time we have today for the Northwest Arkansas Business Journal Report. Until next time, I'm Paul Gatling. Thanks for listening.